Cheers.
Hey.
Alicia, aren't you hot?
Tyler, don't you remember this is our show on the North Pole?
I command a team of sleigh dogs.
Mufasa, G!
Oh, he just pooed.
Then I stop for an authentic Inuit snack that you won't find in your school cafeteria.
Oh, hello, Alicia. Just in time.
And I build my own igloo.
Wow, this is so comfy.
Speaking of ice, Charlie shows us the secret to making our own ice cream.
It's the coolest PMK ever.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great show. But you're not up north now. It's summertime!
Didn't you read the weather report this morning? There's supposed to be a sudden cold snap.
It's Popular Mechanics for Kids!
North Pole!
Staying here, where it's warm.
No, actually, I'm looking forward to going to the Arctic.
I used to have a problem with the cold. It's too cold. Can you pass me that fruit punch? And, can you squirt some sunscreen onto my hand?
No problem.
Well, have a great trip. Bring me back a souvenir or something.
Oh, I will. Enjoy the sunshine and the heated pool. The temperature control broke, but I fixed it.
You sure there's no hard feelings?
Nah, I'll call you. And enjoy the pool.
This is the life.
Iqaluit in northern Canada. That's really close to the North Pole. Making it this far was not too difficult thanks to snowmobiles. It's really the best way to get around in the Arctic. But it's not the only way. Compare for yourself. Brand new snowmobile with 85 horsepower. Traditional dog sled with 8 dog power.
Okay, I'm ready for my first dog sled test drive.
This is Mufasa right here. He's the lead dog. So he takes the calls and he runs the team, basically.
So does he ever get cold?
No, he's got a big, thick double coat. He's built for the Arctic. These guys are powerful and they are just amazing, amazing dogs. They can find their way home even in a blizzard.
Well, he seems a little impatient, so maybe we should go take a ride.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's go. Ready, hike! Hike, hike!
Woo! Good!
Let's see if you can make the turn to the right.
Okay, what's the command?
G.
G.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
So nice and strong.
Right and strong.
Mufasa, G!
Great, that's it. He's listening to you now. That's it! G.
G is just one of the many commands these dogs understand and obey. But sometimes they do things without being asked.
Oh, he just pooed.
Yep, there are no fire hydrants here. You just got a poo on the run.
Look at the ice over there, it's so nice.
You can't tell, but right now we're riding on the ocean. It's the polar ice cap, and it's the tide that makes the giant icicles everywhere.
Okay. All right. Alicia, come on up. It's safe. Alicia, the dog!
station? Did you put the brakes on?
No, I didn't think we had to. Where are they going?
They're going home without us.
What are we gonna do? We're gonna walk?
Yep, we're gonna walk.
But it's freezing.
It's only minus 10. It should take us maybe 5 hours. We'll be back before midnight. It's still light at midnight, though.
Oh, gosh.
You know what? I think we better start walking.
Oh, no.
This is seal. Have an eyeball.
Have you ever wanted to eat a raw seal's eyeball? Me neither. But later on PMK, I get served an authentic Inuit meal. Ay, ay, ay.
The North and South Pole have the longest days and the longest nights. They last for 6 months. Look, it's midnight and the sun is still shining. But then, for the other 6 months of the year, it's dark all the time, even in the day. Here's why. You know that the Earth orbits around the sun and gets its light from the sun. The sun only lights up the side of the Earth that faces it. It's day in that part of the world. The Earth spins on its own axis. It makes one complete turn per day. As the sun's light falls on each part of the Earth, night turns into day. Except at the Earth's poles. That's because the Earth is tilted as it spins. Look at the North Pole. It never goes out of the sun's light. At night, the sun sits low on the horizon, but never sets. Until 6 months later, that is. By then, the Earth has moved to the opposite side of the sun. And you get 6 months of night.
In the middle of the Arctic Ocean, you'll find a ship that's frozen in the ice. It's no accident. On board are a bunch of scientists that have stuck themselves here on purpose to learn about the scientific mysteries of the Arctic. To get here, they had to crush through miles of thick ice. Now, the ship is completely surrounded by frozen water. They couldn't move it even if they wanted to. There's no one else around for thousands of kilometers. Well, no people. All their food and supplies have to be flown in. About 35 scientists from different countries are here. They spend their days studying snow, air, ice, and sea life. These experiments will tell them more about the effects of global warming. As the Earth gets warmer, snow and ice in the Arctic melts, and that could change the weather where you live. Eventually, in the summertime when the ice gets softer, the boat will try to break through the ice and make its way home.
Hi, I'm Charlie. Coming up on Charlie's Tip. I scream, you scream, we all scream for... ice cream! And I'm gonna show you how to make your own. We'll be right back.
Staying warm and toasty. Your life depends on it. Hi.
Hi. I don't understand.
What does that mean?
We're going to build an igloo, snow house. We use the winter time.
How can a house made out of snow keep you warm? Well, these guys are going to show you.
An igloo can't be built with just any old kind of snow.
The snow can't be too hard or too soft. This is no good. Oh, it goes in smoothly. I think we found it. Hey guys, I think I got some smooth snow!
Now we mark where the igloo will stand. Let's get to work.
We're building a small igloo because it's just for me, so we'll need about 30 blocks.
Shaping the sides of each block makes them fit perfectly. All igloos have the same shape. It's called a dome. The dome is the strongest shape there is. An egg is very fragile, but because of its dome shape, it can also be very strong. Look how much weight eggs can take. That's why domes are used in so many big structures like tunnels, and cathedrals. The Inuit discovered this a long time ago. Smart.
We're down to the last block.
Yes. Snow is a good insulator, and a well-built igloo keeps you warm. Your body gives off heat, and the igloo traps the warm air. In fact, it can get pretty warm inside an igloo.
That's why you need a chimney. Without one, the igloo could melt.
With a chimney, you can even light a fire inside.
That was easy.
Come on, Alicia, let's go home. It's getting late now.
Hey, guys, you don't have to worry about me. I brought all my stuff, so just come pick me up in the morning, okay?
Bye, Alicia. Bye, Alicia. See you tomorrow.
Cool. Wow, this is so comfy.
Hey, wait! It won't get dark for another 6 months. How am I supposed to get to sleep? Remember, there's lots more delicious stuff ahead. Wait till you see what I have for lunch. That's coming up.
Want to see the coolest yo-yo ever? Okay, so it's not much of a yo-yo, but making one of these things is pretty cool. Watch. Take an ice cube, place it in some water. Take a string, place it over the ice cube. Now add some salt. Now the salt isn't for flavoring. It's for... ha ha! Chemistry! Observe. Thank you. Thank you. See, ice melts at 32 degrees Fahrenheit, or 0 degrees Celsius. That's called the melting point. But when I add salt, the ice melts at a lower temperature. That's why we pour salt into the streets during the winter to prevent ice from forming. The top of the ice cube melted because I only added a little bit of salt. Eventually, the ice will refreeze with the string stuck in it. And those are the cold hard facts about salt and ice. Well, I'll see you next week. Where's the screen? Who ate it? That's okay. We just have to make some more. Using the chemistry of salt. Woohoo! Take a large plastic bucket, fill it with 8 parts ice, 1 part salt. Like with the ice cube and string, we use the salt to lower the melting point of the ice. The salt actually keeps the mixture inside colder than if you let the ice melt at a normal temperature. Because to make ice cream, it has to stay really cold in that bucket. I use a can with a lid that shuts tightly, and I've made a hole in the lid big enough to fit a large metal spatula through. Spatula, spatula, I love that word, spatula. Add a cup of cream. I'm using 15% cream, a teaspoon of vanilla, and 4 tablespoons of icing sugar. Put the lid on tight, because now it's turning time. We have about 20 or 30 minutes worth of churning to do, or until it gets mushy. Now, the salty ice water has been keeping things really cold in there, which is what we want. So grab some blankets and cover it up. You might think that blankets would heat things up. Blankets keep you warm because they make good insulators. But they can also keep the cold in, too, which is what we want. Now we wait for about 4 hours. Oh, it's cold.
This is perfect.
And all thanks to my ice and salt. Now, where are my spoons? Where did all my spoons go? Oh, come on, guys.
Dry ice. What's so dry about it? And what is it anyhow? It's frozen carbon dioxide. That's the gas we exhale when we breathe. It's made by compressing carbon dioxide gas until it turns into a liquid. Then the pressure is reduced, causing the liquid to turn into CO2 snow, which is then squished into dry ice blocks. It's heavier than regular ice. A dry ice brick weighs about as much as a regular brick. It's very cold. So cold, you could burn yourself if you touched it. It doesn't melt like ordinary ice. It's sublimate. That means it goes directly from a solid to a gas. A piece of dry ice just gets smaller and smaller. No mess.
Because it's so cold, dry ice placed in hot water causes the water vapor to condense. That makes fog. Dry ice. Cool.
Hey, who wanted the hot dog? All right, who wants the chicken burger? The drinks are in the pool. All right. Who wants the veggie burger? Okay, who wants the burger with sprouts?
I wonder what Alicia's eating right now. Do they have barbecues out in the Arctic? It's too bad she's missing out on all this great food.
Anybody have a fire extinguisher? Foamy burgers! Come on!
Get them while they're foamy.
When it comes to food, not everyone agrees on what's good and bad, or even what's weird. I like smooth peanut butter, but my sister, she likes it crunchy. I'm here to see and taste traditional Inuit food. People here told me to get ready for the culture shock. So if blood makes you squeamish, this may not be for you. Come on, let's go.
Well, hello, Alicia.
Hi.
Just in time. You're having a big feast, Alupoya, and I need your help.
So, what's cooking?
Nothing's cooking. Traditionally, we ate everything raw.
Raw?
Yes, and there's many good reasons for that. Outside, it's very, very cold, and our ancestors needed to stay warm. Eating raw meat gives you instant energy and heat. This is seal. Have an eyeball.
Oh.
Well, it's delicious, and it's full of vitamin C.
Well, I don't want to ruin my appetite. What's this right here?
That's seal brain. It's full of iron and protein.
Okay, and that?
This is seal liver.
Ew.
It's full of vitamin A. It's like eating 3 carrots when you eat a small piece like this.
Oh.
Here, this won't ruin your appetite.
Ew.
You like it?
Not really.
Well, there's many traditional Inuit recipes.
Okay.
And one of the most delicious ones is the alu.
First, scrape seal fat with a knife.
It's slippery.
You do this to extract the fat. Next, cut a tender chunk of seal meat and scrape it. Doing this gives you something mushy. Now take a ptarmigan. It's a wild bird that lives in the Arctic. You want to remove its intestines and cut them into tiny little pieces.
This should be enough.
Okay.
You take two and then you cut them up like this.
Now let's mix it all together. First, add blood to the ptarmigan's intestine.
That's good.
Then add a few drops of fat, not too much. When your mixture's fluffy and brown, then add the scraped meat.
Mmm, yummy. It looks good.
It looks good to me. There you have it. Traditional alu. Maybe next time.
Inuit people have always lived in harmony with nature. Even today, they continue to do that when they feast on a seal. Nothing's wasted. And if something cannot be eaten, the Inuit will find a way to get the best out of it, like making clothes out of seal skin or jewelry with its bones.
This here is the kidney.
The kidney?
Yeah. It's delicious.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to stick to this part.
It's tasty?
Well, it depends on what your taste is. Well... Seems like I have a lot of energy, so I think I'm going to stop eating.
Okay, I'll continue.
Okay.
What happens to you in extreme cold weather? Let's pretend Nix and Tix are at the South Pole. and it was freezing outside. If you were naked, you would be dead in about 20 minutes from hypothermia.
Nuts.
But actually, it's much colder in this part of the world. So let's make it colder. Minus 40 degrees. This is about 3 times as cold as your kitchen freezer. At this temperature, you'd be able to hear your breath freeze. Your nostrils would freeze shut when you inhale. And if your eyes became misty, your eyelids would freeze shut. But let's make it about minus 50 degrees. That's the average temperature in Antarctica, the coldest place on Earth. Your teeth will crack if exposed, and any bare skin will freeze within seconds, causing frostbite. At this temperature, hot water thrown into the air will freeze before it hits the ground. The coldest temperature ever recorded on Earth is minus 89 degrees Celsius, or minus 130 degrees Fahrenheit in Antarctica. NASA tests some of its spacecraft there.
Uh-oh.
Here, boy.
To see how they would work on a planet like Mars, which is as cold as Antarctica.
Houston, we have a problem.
Hello?
Hey, Tyler, it's Alicia.
Modern technology.
Hi, Alicia. How's the Arctic?
You should be here. It's so cool.
Of course it's cool. After all, it is the Arctic. So, I hear you made a house out of snow. I guess there's no place like home.
You're so funny.
So, did you get me a souvenir?
I'm emailing it to you right now.
You're emailing me a souvenir?
Yeah, it's an SB file. Open it.
SB? What does SB stand for?
Snowball.